Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, folks, into Sports Talk. Getting ready for some LSU basketball coming up on 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. They'll be taking on Arkansas in Fayetteville. The LSU Tigers actually beat Arkansas earlier this season. This will be a rubber match. We'll see if the Tigers can take two from the Hogs. Over on 870 AM, you got the Pelicans taking on the Sacramento Kings. One of two back-to-back games against Sacramento. Coach Willie Green addressed the media before this game, which just tipped off. Let's hear what Willie had to say leading up to this game against the Kings.
Usually, I mean, when you see a team this quick, it's obviously good to have that extra film from, you know, just a few days ago. But how even more important is it for Sacramento, considering all of the new pieces that they had that maybe didn't have too much film on before, including Zach and JV and Bravia?
Yeah, and you know, we're familiar with them, obviously playing them at their place, and then, you know, a quick turnaround to get here and play them again. So we, you know, watched film on them, had a good shoot around. We understand what they want to accomplish on the court. And so it's really going out and executing and putting together a 48-minute game. And I thought that was the key. The last game that we played them is we came out with a really good start, and then that third quarter got us. And so same thing happened in Denver. You know, solid game plan going into it, but sustaining it over a 48-minute game.
Well, I know you haven't seen them long, but what are your thoughts on Bruce Brown so far in a short time?
Yeah, you know, you look over his career, he's performed at a high level pretty much everywhere he's gone. And he's smart, you know, physical, a good defender, can play multiple roles on the team, offensively and defensively. So, you know, sort of kind of Swiss Army knife type of player. So good to have him with our group.
And you mentioned that just his versatility on offense, how much is that going to help just having a guy who can, you know, play with the ball, off the ball, setting screens, all that type of stuff?
It's going to help us. You know, I think he can play 1 through 5. And, you know, just watching him, you know, he played the 5 at times in Brooklyn. He played point guard in Denver, a part of a championship group. And he brings a ton of experience to our team. So it's going to be good to put him in different places on the floor.
Do you expect him to play much tonight?
Yeah, he'll definitely get some run tonight, yeah.
How important is that versatility when you have a guy who can play at any position when you're adding him so late to a season and still trying to figure out with different lineups how things can work out?
You know, it's important. I think that it's kind of where the league is going. It's this almost positionless basketball where guys can play a number of positions on the offensive end, but also how many different positions can you guard on the floor, you know? And Bruce is one of those guys that can provide that for your group. And then with having some of the guys that we have out, with DeJounte being out, with Herb, you know, adding another ball handler, playmaker, rebounder, defender to our group be key.
Blair's just announced that Herb underwent successful surgery. Have you had a chance to talk to him since he came out of surgery?
I have not. I spoke to him before, and we just talked briefly. Yeah.
What was it like? I mean, just leading up to the surgery, I mean, like, what's he like?
Herb is a, he's a quiet in nature, but, you know, he's absorbing a lot, and, you know, he loved being with his teammates right up until that point. And, you know, just we're sending him our prayers and a speedy recovery. But he is one of the pillars of our team and, you know, one of our leaders. So we want him to heal quickly and you know, just continue to progress as he goes through this.
Willie, how much is the itching to get back on the court already?
Yeah. Herb was, you know, he's still on the floor doing stuff, still trying to shoot, still making layups. But, you know, it's a process to get back on the floor now. And you know, knowing him, he's going to go over and beyond what he's supposed to do to prepare himself.
And when we talked to Kelly yesterday, he mentioned that you had coached him at something back in, like, 2008.
Basketball level, yeah.
Where were we at?
Mexico City, Mexico.
I do remember Mexico. I don't remember Kelly being there, but I remember that experience, and that was a cool moment. It's been a couple guys now that I've coached in those camps that are in the NBA now, and you know, that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to see, you know, Kelly's career. I watched him at Gonzaga, and you know, he's another guy that adds a different dynamic to our group.
That was head coach Willie Green before the Pelicans take it on the Sacramento Kings. We got a lot of purple in the Smoothie King Center tonight. Pels are in their city uniforms this evening, taking on Sacramento. That's their typical color. Right now, the Kings are up 13-11, 7 minutes to go there in the first quarter. Interesting to see, you know, this Pels squad, how they're going to move forward now, knowing that they don't have that cloud of Brandon Ingram hanging over them. Unfortunately, you know, we're still waiting to hear more about Herb Jones, but it definitely sounded yesterday like David Griffin talking about his season is pretty much done, and I kind of understand when this team's not playing for anything right now. There's no reason to put Herb out there at the moment.
It's a torn labrum. Like, you want to give the guy time to fully recover for next year.
Right.
It's Herb Jones. We know how important he is to this team. So, yeah, the decision's out. He's in all likelihood going to be shut down for the rest of the season. But as Herb, you know, we all know Herb. He's going to work his tail off to get back on the court for 2025-26, and we know he'll be better than ever. But looking at it now, Steve, 13-13, 7 minutes left to go in the first here. Sacramento, a really weird game the first time these two teams played, because the Pelicans got off gangbusters. Like, they were fantastic in the first quarter. And then they kind of crumbled, specifically the third quarter.
The third has been horrid this season.
It's been the one quarter, it feels like, in a majority of these losses where they just get blown out and blitzed in one quarter, and that ends up being the difference.
Got to stop eating those Crustables at halftime or something. I don't know.
Something like that.
Looking at this Pel squad, another guy missing in point guard DeJounte Murray. You heard from, you know, Bruce Brown and Kelly Olynyk that they at least got to talk to him. He was around the Saints, the Pelicans facility, as he's doing his rehab work. Another guy, unfortunately, we're just not going to see the rest of this season, and a major piece to this team that's unfortunately missing now. But DeJounte Murray, another guy that, you know, had high hopes going into the year, and just, man, just started off on the wrong foot for him, just dealing with injury and also some personal issues at home, and then compounded with the latest incident for him coming back from an injury now. And we know we won't see more of him for this year either. So just another been a total wash this year for this Pels roster, and just been really brutal seeing those injuries pile up on key guys.
Griff called it a gap year, effectively. And he's, when he cited the Memphis Grizzlies as the textbook definition for how you should handle the quote-unquote gap year, right? I thought that was actually one of the more interesting parts of that presser that he held, was that Memphis was hit with a tsunami of injuries, just like the Pelicans were this year, but they still have talented pieces. They have talented players on the floor, and they go through that season. You know, they kind of flush it, so to speak. They get a lottery pick out of it, which turned into Zach Edey. I think they're happy with how that ended up going. And then they kind of ran it back with the same kind of core and added extra piece with Edie. And now they're top three team in the Western Conference. I think they're number two right now. Because they still had the talent, they just lost so much of it due to injury. That was the reason they were picking the lottery last year. So that's kind of the format slash blueprint that the Pelicans are looking to follow. You lost so many different pieces and so many minutes to injury this season. Kind of flush it. Next year, you'll get, or this upcoming draft, you'll get a lottery pick. Add a key young player to your already core, building core. And then you run it back and see how you do it in 2025, 26.
You're looking for the Pelicans game, taking on the Sacramento Kings. You can tune into 870 AM. It'll be there for you. Coming up on 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app, LSU men's basketball taking on the Hogs. Arkansas in Fayetteville. We'll have that for you. Pre-game 7:30, 8 o'clock tip-off. Coming back to wrap up sports talk right after this. So stay tuned on WWL 105.3 FM.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Tomorrow's show, Mike D'Antilia and myself, a big day for the black and gold. We'll get the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert's notes from Kellen Moore's first press conference with the Saints. Then at 5:20, LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson will join us as we get ready for opening day. 6:30, the Pelicans hosting the Sacramento Kings. That's game two of a back-to-back on the Big 870 AM and 105.3 FM. Over on 870 AM right now, we got the Pels taking on the Kings. That is 19-13, Kings on top with about 5 minutes left in the first quarter there. Coming up on 105.3 FM, man, the LSU men's basketball team looking for a victory in SEC play. Their one came against Arkansas. Who are they playing tonight? Arkansas. Maybe they can rack up another one. This one's in Fayetteville, though. So a challenging road endeavor for this LSU men's basketball team. And man, I don't know. I haven't seen enough of this LSU squad to gauge on what the biggest issue is. I know defense has definitely been a problem, and man, three-point shooting, and that seems to be just a killer in the NBA or in the college game. If you can't put up those three-point shots, you're going to be dead and buried. But they did have, you mentioned, Charlie, earlier that they had a significant lead over Ole Miss and just squandered it in the closing frame against them in the last matchup.
And not just, I mean, defense plays at every level, Steve. And if you're looking at what happened, you know, with the Pelicans this season, and part of the reason why they've fallen apart so heavily, their defense ranks at the bottom of the NBA right now. It's tied with the Washington Wizards with a 118.6 defensive rating. What really happened there? I mean, Willie Green's wheelhouse was defense. So how did things fall off that badly? That's my biggest question about this entire season. I know injuries are one thing, and Herb Jones is not on, you know, he's not healthy, but still, it's been a crazy fall from grace for a Pelicans team that was pretty consistently under Willie Green in the top 10 defensively. It's an enigma, and it's a big reason why this team is 12-41.
Cullen Steele in studio pointing out to me, guess who's in the Smoothie King Center this evening?
Who we got?
Kellen Moore and family sitting in the arena. So meeting a man of the city already. You got to love it.
No, absolutely. Catching a basketball game early on. I mean, they flew in today, huh?
Yesterday they flew in.
Yeah, right, that's it. So, yeah, they're brand new. That's nice to see.
When I saw him getting off the plane yesterday, you know, the Saints social media videos, I was like, please get that family some king cake immediately.
Hopefully the Pels can pull off a win in front of the new Saints head coach. That'd be very nice.
Maybe that had something to do with, like, hey, let's play Zion tonight since we got Kellen Moore in the house.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, once again, it was either one or the other, Steve, when we were talking about that. Either he was going to play tonight or he was going to play tomorrow. He just is not playing back-to-backs right now. Griffin talked a lot about Zion during his presser as well. where he mentioned, you know, the efficiency rate in the limited minutes that he has, he's putting up ridiculous numbers.
Right.
And he is. Now, the one thing that I kind of disagree with Griff on as far as Zion goes, Griff was just lauding his defensive prowess and his improvement on that side of the ball. Steve, if any of the Pelicans defenders were playing well right now, they would not have the worst defense in the NBA. They just wouldn't. I don't see it. Do you? I mean, is that just me?
No, and I can't figure out either why this team is just god-awful at rebounding.
Well, I can, because the center position was the huge question mark entering the year. And they've had lineups where they've played Carlo Mackovich and Eve Missy to try and help the rebounding. But Griff said it himself. They're one of the worst rebounding teams in the last 15 years. Rebounding and defense. If you want to look to where the Pelicans have struggled this season and why they have the record that they do, rebounding and defense.
Once again, Kellen Moore in the house in the Smoothie King Center. He'll be on WWLAMFM.com tomorrow. WWL, your home for Saints football, bringing you his first introductory press conference with the Black and Gold. That'll start at 11:30, bringing you all of that here on the action of your home of the Saints. Could also hear from Gail Benson, Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis. Exciting times to be a Saints fan. We got a brand new young head coach here in New Orleans. Thrilling time to be in the city of in New Orleans, and happy it all happens right here on WWL. Anxious to be out there at the Saints facility tomorrow for a new era of Black and Gold football. For Charlie Long, I'm Steve Geller saying goodnight, folks. Coming up next, stay tuned right here. LSU men's basketball taking on the Arkansas Razorbacks. Tip off in Fayetteville, 8 p.m. That pregame coverage starting right now here on WWL 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. Have a great night, everybody. Who dat?